Books on Tape presents Lost Girls by George D. Schumann. Read by Mark Deakins. Foreword. Excerpts from Trafficking in Women and Children, the U.S. and International Response. Updated March 26, 2004. Congressional Research Service. Francis T. Miko, Specialist in International Relations. Foreign Affairs, Defense, and Trade Division. Traffickers acquire their victims in a number of ways. Sometimes women are kidnapped outright in one country and taken forcibly to another. In other cases, victims are lured with phony job offers. Traffickers entice victims to migrate voluntarily with false promises of well-paying jobs in foreign countries as au pairs, models, dancers, domestic workers, etc. Traffickers advertise these jobs as well as marriage opportunities abroad in local newspapers. The largest numbers of victims trafficked annually from the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe come from Russia and Ukraine. While there is no single victim stereotype, a majority of trafficked women are under the age of 25, with many in their mid to late teens. The fear of infection with HIV and AIDS among sex tourism customers has driven traffickers to recruit younger women and girls, some as young as 7, erroneously perceived by customers as being too young to have been infected. Trafficking victims are often subjected to cruel mental and physical abuse in order to keep them in servitude, including beating, rape, starvation, forced drug use, confinement, and seclusion.